Better for This from Acoustic Syndicate back here in Studio B on WNCW on a Thursday afternoon, part of a busy day of music here at NCW, and these guys embarking on some busy stuff here and there, musically speaking, with a new record in the works for sometime in the next year or so, we'll see, and various other projects too I know you guys work on, one of them being The Farm. How's The Farm? Cleveland County.
Farm is happening.
It's just dry.
McMurray Farms has been dry.
Dry
weather. Makes a lot of sweat.
At the moment. Yeah. Steve's he's the proud owner of two combines now.
I'm a two combine man.
All right. I always thought that about you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, but I always thought that about you.
Big machine.
Yeah. Well, just dream on, buddy. That's all I can say.
Okay. Yeah, McMurray Farms, you got that's a lot of generations worth of sweat and toil from McMurray family. Now, how many generations does it go back?
Five, I guess.
I reckon so. My father could answer that question a little bit, probably more properly, but I think since in the late 1700s, 1780, 90, somewhere along in there, there have been McMurrays in Cleveland County.
Who God help us. Yeah.
But
my dad's in the field as we speak. He's 71 and goes from about 3:30 in the morning till the sun goes down and starts it all over. As I was coming here, he was planting some peas. He was on the tractor heading out planting a patch of peas. He's nonstop. He really is. He's someone to look at that we grew up. He's our mentor, I guess.
Sure.
And it fits as well. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any profound words to say about your Uncle Fitz?
He can raise a lot of squash. He raises good squash. And lots of it. I hope he's on the fence right now. If he's listening, I hope he's listening. He's on the fence about putting in that field of squash. I hope he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
I'm for it, not against it.
He's probably got the iPod.
Got his iPod on his tractor.
There you go. That's a great picture there. Someone got take a picture of it, send it in, would you? Yeah. We'll post it. I remember molasses and maters, lots of tomatoes you guys got.
Oh, yes.
I remember he was telling me about that once. Yeah.
Molasses is coming up in September, October, hopefully.
I've sort of gotten out of the, it's funny, when the syndicate, as far as Fitz and Steve and myself, and when we came off the road, you know, it was over, we all got government jobs.
Oh, yeah.
So Fitz went to work for the state park. Steve works for the DOT.
Cleveland County DOT. I'd like to send a shout out to my guys at the Cleveland County DOT. Yes, sir, buddy.
I can hear them now.
A year ago, I'm with the Soil Conservation Service over in Cleveland County. I do the water quality technical programs with farmers there. I decided to come out of the world of self-employment. It's just job came. I'm really enjoying it. And so it actually frees us up a lot of time to play more music.
Oh, good.
So.
Yeah, well, there are advantages to that. Because, I mean, you're so inspiring to so many folks listening right now where it's like, you make music and you grow food. I mean, that's just great. And then, but yeah, you know, get a little side job too, whether it's for the government or whatever. Hey, whatever helps to pay the pay the bills for the growing kids and stuff. You were mentioning the kids and all that you all have growing up. Are they into music? Not that you put any pressure on them, but are they into music?
Oh, yeah, we've got two juvenile bands in the Acoustic Syndicate McMurray family. The one band is called the Sand Fleas.
Isaac and Fitz's son and my son are in a band called the Sand Fleas. And Fitz, the third, actually. They formed this band. It's kind of like a Velvet Underground kind of sound.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's heavy duty, man. I'm telling you.
Avant-garde. And then our daughters, Selma is my daughter, and Lillian is Fitz's daughter. We all went to Holden Beach last week together. We spent some time on the beach with them. But they formed a band called the Chubettes.
So all right.
We have the Chubettes and the Sand Fleas. They're the next generation of pickers, I guess.
But I've actually heard the Sand Fleas.
It's sort of a lot of spoken word.
It is. Yeah. A lot of spoken word, but it's promising. Yeah. It's a very, like Brian said, it's very avant-garde. So it's edgy. Yeah.
Well, as with all musicians we hear about or haven't heard about yet, we hope they'll submit their music to us here at WNCW. Possible airplay. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll rock it right over here.
All right. Cool. Well, we're talking about the McMurray clan's music and McMurray Farms and all. Jay Sanders, not an official McMurray, but sort of an unofficial McMurray.
I've been running with these guys for about a dozen years now, so I'll take it.
Yeah, you bet. An honorary member of the family. You've been pretty busy with some other stuff, too, playing bass with Donald the Buffalo. You big run with them for a number of gigs. And these days, playing some jazz, right?
Yeah.
Up in Asheville?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple different things. I played with Donna for about 4 years, and that was an amazing experience. But, you know, came a time where I realized I was ready to maybe find out what my house looked like.
That's right.
I'd been on the road for about 18 years total, and I was ready to find out what my own bed felt like and what my own walls looked like and stuff like that. I got a couple different projects in Asheville. I have a trio called the Enormous Trio. We play all the time. My good buddy Steve Alford plays alto clarinet, contrabass clarinet, the real crazy big look weird one, and Billy Sewell plays drums, and we have a whole lot of fun. It's like a very free flowing music that we just write ourselves, or we play covers like Bill Frisell and other people like that. But it's a very, you know, stylized, organic kind of thing. And we have a lot of fun with that.
And you have like a weekly gig more or less with them, don't you?
We did for a while. I've been doing a weekly music series at the Rocket Club in West Asheville on Tuesdays. I haven't done it the past few weeks. I'm actually working now with a company called Creative Allies in Asheville, which is just a fantastic company for musicians and all kinds of creative types. And so they actually sent me to Mexico. And so I went down and hung out with some other application designers. I write software when I'm not playing music to make money, and had a great time down there. But so we'll be starting back up at the Rocket Club probably, I'm guessing, you know, 3 weeks to a month or so from now. But definitely by the end of the summer, we're going to get it back up and rocking again. So just keep your eyes out. Yeah?
I want.
Hey, you guys want to come play?
Yeah.
<Sure.
laughs> Yeah.
I don't know. Would a banjo work in jazz? I don't know.
Sure it would. Well, the mode has been, it started out with just the trio, but over the past year, I've been putting together different small groups of talent from around Asheville, just people that I've known for years. I've been working in the Asheville music scene since the early 90s and know a lot of people. So I've been putting together different small groups of combinations, some of whom had played together before and some of whom I was just curious as what it would sound like. You know, let's put this guy together, this guy, and see what happens, you know, kind of like a chemistry set. You know, some interesting things came out of it too. I've been working on a new project with the great dobro player Bill Carndine and Andy Pond, the great banjo player. We've got a project kind of just starting to bubble and boil that we're working on. That's really exciting.
Nice. I know you're playing at sort of a block party of sorts on the 4th of July in Nashville, an MPEC block party. You're a part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's up in Weaver. It's up in Weaverville. It's a 4th of July party for the they're trying to put this sports center complex together up there, and this is like an awareness raiser and a fundraiser kind of thing. I'm actually going to be playing with one of my favorite local songwriters, Chris O'Neill. And Bill Carndine's going to be playing dobro with us, too, and we're going to be playing that night, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah, busy man. All these guys, Acoustic Syndicate, back at it with some stuff here in Studio B on this afternoon, playing in Asheville over on July 2nd. And you mentioned that you were working on new stuff. Maybe we should hear a new tune from some future forthcoming album. What do you think?
Yep. This one is one that I've been cooking on for a long time. It's amazing how long it took me to write it, as simple as it is. Anyway, this is a new tune of mine. I'm kind of tickled about it, and it's called King for a Day.
We just learned it last night.
Yeah, we just learned it last night. So forgive us. You know, it's got a ways to go yet. It's got some evolution to happen yet, but.